We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, from these studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show. And, of course, our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM 107.1 FM. And, of course, all of those websites that we have, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, and Google phones are covered with the apps, the KSHP app. You can hear us through the radio station, and of course the YouTube app that you can see and hear us through that app as well. And of course, anywhere you get podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Sunday. It is a little bit of a chilly morning outside here in Las Vegas. We're in the high 40s, and of course, we're going to get up. As far as our weather is concerned, here the temperatures in Las Vegas, we're going to get up to 80 degrees today. So the warm front is now starting to make its way across the West. However, we still got some bad weather going on in the Midwest, and especially in states like Tennessee and Kentucky, Arkansas. And, of course, that is where both Keeneland Racecourse in Kentucky and Oaklawn in Arkansas are located. Now, The latest that we got out of Oaklawn Park was they had to evacuate all of the horses in the stable area in their training center there, in the training part of Oaklawn Park. So they evacuated all of those horses because it was flood conditions there, just flooded out with rain. As far as Kentucky is concerned, a lot of storms went through Louisville and certainly where Keeneland is at as well. And, you know, Lexington, Kentucky. So we're waiting to see what's going to go on there today. Now, so far, we just checked with the cancellations. So far, Oaklawn Park is running today, and so is Keeneland. It's going to be opening day at Keeneland today. Now, we'll tell you again, since we won't have a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday show this week, and I'll explain that in a minute, that today, Oaklawn Park shifted. They're going to keep their Sunday racing card, except for the stakes race, the Rainbow Stakes. So you got the Miss Rainbow and the Rainbow today at Oaklawn. It's going to be 11 races there with an earlier post time. The early post time, 9:45 a.m. Pacific time. All right, it's a special card. The regular Sunday races, plus they're going to add the stakes race to the end of that. So that's what's going on at Oaklawn Park. As far as Keeneland is concerned, they've got their regular Sunday card that will be that they drew for Sunday that's going to go today at Keeneland. Keeneland's Friday opening day card this past Friday, the opening day card on Friday, that included the Ashland Stakes for three-year-old fillies that has 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. That card has been transferred to tomorrow, Monday. Saturday's card, yesterday's card, that featured the Bluegrass Stakes, of course, with 100 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, that whole card has been transferred to Tuesday. So Monday and Tuesday will be like Friday and Saturday of the past week as far as Keeneland is concerned. Are you getting it so far? In any case, there's going to be a really neat racing going on at Keeneland tomorrow and Tuesday. Now, as far as our shows are concerned, we won't have any race day shows tomorrow or Tuesday as we normally do. But we will not have a race day show this coming Wednesday because we're doing reconfigurations of the studios here at the South Point. So the construction crews need more than 2 days of work as far as race day is concerned. So we will be back on the air after today on Thursday. We won't have a Wednesday show. Now, as far as today's show is concerned, I'm going to take a look at both the Ashland and the Bluegrass Stakes because we won't be on the air those days, Monday and Tuesday, with Jonathan Hardoon. We'll take a look at those races. Those are the two remaining big races as far as Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks leaderboard points, okay, outside of what happened yesterday. We'll get into what happened yesterday in just a moment. But we will take a look at the Kentucky Derby leaderboard a little bit later on with Jonathan Hardoon. So that's the way it's going to go as far as the switching of the racetracks in those bad weather areas. Now, Santa Anita will close their winter meet, their winter spring meet today. So there'll be mandatory payoffs going on at Santa Anita today. Now, they take a 1 week break. They're going to take a week off, and then they're going to come back right back at Santa Anita, and they'll be back with Santa Anita's meet that covers what used to be Hollywood Park. So it'll be the spring meeting at Santa Anita that will happen, but it's going to take a one-week respite between the winter meet and the added meet that used to be Hollywood Park. So you got mandatory payoffs today at Santa Anita. One final note, not to confuse everybody, but 1 week from today, Sunday, 1 week from today, that big carryover that was left over for the Gulfstream Championship meeting that was canceled because of bad weather on closing day at the championship meeting, they flipped that over into the Royal Palm meeting that is now underway at Gulfstream. So you got a big carryover going on at Gulfstream in the Rainbow Pick Six jackpot. However, they were going to do a mandatory payoff last Sunday. What they are going to do now is 1 week from today at Gulfstream Park, that big chunk of money that's sitting there, if nobody hits just the jackpot with one single ticket between now and then, that will be a mandatory payoff next Sunday. Whew, man, lots of stuff going on. Anyhow, Let's take a look at what happened yesterday. And we started early in the day, of course, with the races at Maidan, the Dubai World Cup day. And just to recap, the Godolphin Mile won by Raging Torrent. That was the American horse trained by Doug O'Neill for Frankie Dettori, paying $9.90 to win. The Alcaz Sprint was won by Believing, with William Buick aboard, paying $12 even. Then the UAE Derby, that held 100 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, the UAE Derby was won by Admire Daytona. Admire Daytona wins the UAE Derby with Mr. Lemaire aboard, paid $22.20, outrunning Heart of Honor and Don in the Mood. That was the finish of the UAE Derby. The Golden Sheehan, six furlongs. The winner there was Dark Saffron. Dark Saffron paid a huge monster price of $132.60 to win in the American Pool. These are $2 payoffs. The American Pool, $132.60 for the upset winner in the Golden Sheehan, Dark Saffron. Then we went to the Dubai Turf. The Dubai Turf was won by Soul Rush, $28.50. You got the Shima Classic at a mile and a half on the turf. That winner was Danan DeSeal. Danan DeSeal paid $21.60. And in the $12 million Dubai World Cup, the Americans conquered. They ran first and second. The winner there was Hit Show, the gray horse, taking the lead in mid-stretch and then pulling away, holding off the big favorite Forever Young. Hit Show wins, Florent Garreau aboard for Brad Cox, and paid $84.60 for the $2 win bet. $84.60 for Hit Show winning the Dubai World Cup, covering the mile and a quarter in 2:03 2/5 seconds. It was rather a dull track yesterday at Maidan. Finishing second was the American horse Mixtoe, trained by Doug O'Neill, with Frankie Dettori aboard. So they ran first and second. Forever Young finished third in the race, the big favorite there. And Walk of Stars finished fourth. The $1 Superfecta paid $12,361.50. And the Late Pick Four, with the $132.60 winner, $28.50, $21.60, and $84.60, the Dollar Pick Four paid $106,425.70. This, of course, the American Parimutuel Pool. Congratulations to the Americans finishing first and second in the Dubai World Cup. Then we went stateside, Aqueduct, for the big Wood Memorial Day of racing. Well, we'll start out in the day with Chris Elliott winning the first race at 980 for his first win of the day. Then we got to the fourth race where Kendrick Carmoose checked in with his first winner of the day for Linda Rice at 480. Elliott came with his second winner of the day in the fifth race at $14 even. The early pick five, the first five races at Aqueduct, paid $12,166.50. Todd Pletcher and Kendrick Carmoose got together to win the sixth race, paying $5.50. That was Carmoose's second win of the day and Pletcher's first win of the day. In the distaff for the fillies and mares going seven furlongs, the winner there was Irish Maxima, Frank Penniton aboard for John Service, paying $3.60, outrunning St. Benedict's Prep and Socially Selective. Then we got to the eighth race where Kendrick Carmoose checked in with his third win of the day, Todd Pletcher's second win of the day, but more importantly, a milestone for Carmoose. Crimson Light wins and pays $5.40. And Carmoose got his 4,000th career win in that race. Congratulations to Kendrick Carmoose, winning three races, win number 4,000 in the first eight races yesterday at Aqueduct. But he wasn't done. Then we get to the Gazelle. This 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. The Gazelle won by Ballerina D'Oro. Dylan Davis aboard was the favorite, but was a hard-earned win for trainer Chad Brown, paying $3.40, outrunning Early On, who ran a big race to finish second, and Delagrain, who finished third. The Carter Handicap at seven furlongs, won by Crazy Mason, Manny Franco aboard for Greg Sacco, paying $12.60. That was Franco's first win of the day, outrunning Counts Brew and Dilger. And in the Excelsior Stakes, the winner there was Feliz Fogg. Feliz Fogg gave Kendrick Carmouche his fourth win of the day, so he's working on his second 4,000 already. Gustavo Rodriguez, the trainer there, 15.20. Second was Classic Catch, and third was Mask Mac. I can tell you this, that Feliz Fogg was claimed by Gustavo Rodriguez a couple of races ago. This was a hell of a claim for him, winning the Excelsior yesterday. And then the big race, the Wood Memorial. Bob Baffert trained Rodriguez from the rail, took the lead from the start of the race, and rolled right through all the fractions at the top of the stretch. They came to him, but under Mike Smith, Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith, Rodriguez kicked in another gear and pulled away for a solid win in the Wood Memorial, going wire to wire in 1:48 and 15/100ths of seconds for the mile and 1/8. Rodriguez was giving Smith his fourth Wood Memorial win of his career. The 59-year-old Mike Smith now has his Derby mount with Bob Baffert. They paid $9.30 to win. Grande ran second, ran a big race to run second, too. Grande did. He had a wide trip and an early move in the race. Grande finished second, and Passion Rules finished third in the Wood Memorial. Rounding out the day, Manny Franco win the 13th and final race with Chad Brown to give each one of those two their second win of the day, paying $4.40. And the pick six at Aqueduct paid $3,474. That late all-stakes pick five, by the way, paid $961. Then we get out to Santa Anita on Derby Day at Santa Anita. We begin with the second race, the Echo Eddie. That was one of the five stakes races on the card. Style Cat wins for Juan Hernandez and Peter Miller, paying $9.80, outrunning Drop'em and R. Heisman. And then Umberto Rispoli won his first race of the day with Jeweled Shalala at $5.80 for Mike McCarthy's first win of the day. Then the Santa Anita Oaks was the fourth race, 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. The Santa Anita Oaks won by Tenma. Tenma won the race as the big prohibitive favorite, but she had to work a little to get that win. Juan Hernandez aboard for Bob Baffert, paying $2.60 as the prohibitive favorite. And Baffert ran first and second when his Silent Law, who had the early pace in the race, finished second. Vodka with a Twist finished third in the Santa Anita Oaks. Juan Hernandez and Jeff Mullins teamed for the fifth race winner in the Monrovia with Queen Maxima. That big favorite also paid a short price at $2.40 to win, outrunning Queen of the Mud and Vengaza, who finished third. That was Mullins' first win. Juan Hernandez's second win. He won back-to-back the Oaks and the Monrovia. Then we went to the Evening Jewel, where Om Njoy wins for Kent DeSormo in a very, very solid win there for Aggie Ornuz, paying $6.20, outrunning Sunset Brazen and Hot Girl Walk. The seventh race. This race was an interesting race. Here, John Lindo gave us a horse in this race. It was a first-time starter. At 6 furlongs on the turf, Tight Squeeze. Tight Squeeze came from way back of the pack at the top of the stretch in the 6 furlong turf race and blew by the entire field, a first-time starter from last, or almost last, to first. Under Hector Barrios, another win on the turf. John Sadler train paid $13 even. John Lindo's selection for us, $13 even in the maiden race there. You watch out for this maiden. It was a nice win for Tight Squeeze. And then we go to the ninth race, where Umberto Rispoli got his second win for Mark Glatt, paying $4.40 with Private Gem. We get to the Santa Anita Derby, and in the Santa Anita Derby, the winner was Journalism, Umberto Rispoli, Mike McCarthy. That was their second win, teaming up together, paying $4 even as the favorite. This was a very tricky win for this horse. He was trapped down on the inside, had to wait, circled horses, top of the stretch, kicked into gear, and raced through the stretch and won Going Away Journalism $4 even. And he, ladies and gentlemen, right now with all of the races that have been run in the Derby prep races, is definitely going to be the Kentucky Derby favorite. Journalism wins. Finishing second was Baeza, a big long shot who finished second in a very, very good effort. Westwood, who is still a maiden, finished third in the race. Bob Baffert's two horses. This was a five-horse field. I just gave you the first three finishers. Bob Baffert's two horses that were being bet in the race, Citizen Bull and Barnes, both finished off the board. That was a long shot in and of itself. Citizen Bull had the lead and battled with Westwood, but Westwood held on and Citizen Bull backed out, and Barnes is just a horse who does not want much distance. Journalism, however, is a solid horse. Worked a little harder than he had to in the race because of the trip he got, but it was a solid win. Barrios came back to win another turf race, his second race of the day, with Miss Roberts in the 11th race, and for Jeff Mullen's second winner. That was Jonathan Hardoon's pick on the show as well. Miss Roberts pays $7 even for that win. And rounding out the day, the pick six paid $7,175 in an interesting day at Santa Anita. Gulfstream Park, trainer Jose Orsino had a couple of wins in the second race, 34-20, and the sixth race at 13-40. Romero Marat also had a couple of wins. He was aboard Orsino's second winner there, and he came back in the 10th and final race with a long shot, paying 41-40. But Leonardo Reyes was the big star of the day. He won three races. He won the fourth race for Victor Barboza Jr. at 6:20 and came back in the eighth race paying $17.40 and the ninth race paying $23 even. The late pick five at Gulfstream Park yesterday paid $21,494. Pick six, 20 cents away, of course, $16,952. And that was an interesting day of racing across the world. And all I can say is that very interesting results in the Kentucky Derby prep races. Journalism moving to the front of the class, that was kind of expected. But Bob Baffert's two horses in a five-horse Kentucky Derby prep field finishing off the board, that was the surprise of the day. All right, on today's show, we got Jonathan Ardoon back with us, along with Rich Eng and John Lindo and Jerry Jay. And, of course, your racing menu yet to go. And, of course, I want to remind you that we have a mandatory payoff at Santa Anita today as they close down their winter-spring meeting. And two big days of racing coming up at Keeneland tomorrow and Tuesday. We'll cover it all for you from the Sunday show as we take our first break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and just checking the cancellations to make sure they're still racing today at Oaklawn Park in Keeneland, although that those areas by the racetracks there in those respective states really had a lot of flooding. There was a lot of flooding going on in those areas with the storms that went through there. But right now, they say they are a go. So let's get started with the racing menu for today. As far as the weather is concerned, though, around the country, temperatures are okay. They're 82 in Miami, 55 in New York with a chance of a little rain in New York. Southern California's 81 degrees in Los Angeles, where Santa Anita's at, and we'll get up to 80 degrees today here in Las Vegas. And as far as any of the precipitation, all that action is still making its way. Now it's up through Indiana, Ohio, and parts of Pennsylvania on the way up, and you might get a little bit of precipitation in New York at Aqueduct. Let's get started with the racing menu. First post times are Pacific. That's where we're at here in Las Vegas in the Pacific time zone. These would be the first post times rolling out in our book today. If don't forget that if you're in another time zone, just adjust to the Pacific time zone to whatever one you're in so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin the racing menu with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has eight races today, and their first post time is at 9:10. 9:10 at Laurel Park today. Let's see. Yeah, they got a little carryover. Pick six jackpot carryover at $1,836. First post time, 9:10 at Laurel. Tampa Bay Downs is next. Tampa Bay Downs has a super high five carryover of $2,425. They've got a pick six carryover, jackpot pick six carryover of $1,898. They've got nine races. First post time is at 9:25. Oaklawn Park. Now, this is what happens at Oaklawn. They had a nine-race card scheduled for today. Those nine races will be as scheduled. However, there's going to be 11 races overall at Oaklawn Park. The Rainbow Stakes for three-year-olds at six furlongs is the eighth race there at $150,000. And the Rainbow Mist that was scheduled for yesterday is also being added to the program today at Oaklawn Park at $150,000 as well. So they got a couple of stakes races there, the Rainbow Stakes and the Rainbow Mist. And again, first post time in Oaklawn Park has changed to 9:45. 9:45 at Oaklawn today with an extended card there. Gulfstream Park has 10 races. Their first post time is at 9:50. 9:50 at Gulfstream. Gulfstream Park's pick six jackpot carryover stands at $403,923. For the jackpot carryover today at Gulfstream. They also have a super high five carryover left over from yesterday. That carryover, $10,992. And their first post time at Gulfstream for 10 races is set at 9:50. Keeneland Racecourse finally gets underway today. At least we keep our fingers crossed for that. First post time at Keeneland is 10 a.m. The feature races today are the Palisades at 5.5 furlongs. It was scheduled for the turf, but I don't know. I think it's got to come off the turf. In any case, the Palisades is at 5.5 furlongs. It's the eighth race on the card. 11 go to the post before scratches. And the favorite in the race at 3-1 is War Heart with Jose Ortiz. The Beaumont Stakes is the ninth race on the card for three-year-old fillies at 7 furlongs. A field of six in that before scratches. And the favorite there is Eclatant with Luis Saez aboard. Eclatant's first is the 8-5 favorite breaking from the rail. First post time at Keeneland is set at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. at Keeneland today for their opening day. Aqueduct, the big A in New York. 10 races, a couple of stakes races. The Haynesfield will be later on. The Biagio's Rose will be the fourth race on the card at a mile for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. A field, compact field of five. 4-5 favorite there is Sterling Silver with Javier Castellano. And then later on, the Haynesfield will be the ninth on the card at a mile for four-year-olds and up. A field of seven there before any scratches. Bank Frenzy is the 7-5 favorite there with Manny Franco aboard. And as far as Aqueduct is concerned, they say light rain and 46 degrees. The track is going to start off in muddy racing conditions for Aqueduct today. First post time is at 10:10, 10:10 at Aqueduct. Sunland Park has 12 races today. They've got three big stakes races at Sunland. The $125,000 Mind That Bird Derby is the ninth race on the card at a mile and one eighth for three-year-olds, a field of six. 3-2 favorite there is Take Charge Tom. Take Charge Tom is the favorite there. The 10th race is the New Mexico State University Stakes, and the 11th race will be the $200,000 Casa Ford Sunland Park Stakes at a mile and one eighth for three-year-olds and up. And in that race, in a field of nine before scratches, Heroic Move is the 2-1 favorite there. First post time at Sunland Park today is set at 11:25. 11:25 at Sunland Park. It is closing day there. Their super high five carryover of $298 is a mandatory payoff
at Sunland Park today. All right, then we get to Santa Anita. Santa Anita, remember, this is closing day for the winter spring meeting. Then they'll take a week off. Mandatory payoffs today at Santa Anita. There are no carryovers except for that goofy 3x3 deal with three trifectas in a row. $6,427, and they got to give it away today, no matter what happens. 12 races today at Santa Anita. The John Shear Stakes is their closing day feature. 6.5 furlongs on the turf, 7 to the post before a scratch. A good competitive race, too. The 2-1 favorite there is Artist Loss with Raylou Gutierrez aboard. 12 races on this closing day for the winter meet there is set at 12:30 at Santa Anita. Hawthorne Racecourse has 8 races. Hawthorne has the first post time of 12:40. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Alamitos has a pick 6 carryover tonight of $15,441. $15,441 in a regular pick 6 carryover at Los Al tonight. 9 races, 2 thoroughbreds, 4 mixed breed, and 3 quarter horse races, and their first post time is set at 5:30. All righty. Now let's go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, my man. Your thoughts of anything that happened yesterday?
Well, journalism certainly pointed himself out as the best source in west of the East Coast, that's for sure. And you're right, he'll probably be the favorite for the Derby. But again, you got to see post positions and everything else that goes with it. But at this point, listen, he put in a hit. It's not easy to find trouble in a 5-horse field, but he found trouble and he overcame it, you know. I think Juan Hernandez on Barnes was more interested in keeping journalism locked in than him trying to win the race, to be honest with you. But that's what happened. And I think Citizen Bull exposed himself that he's a terrific horse when he's loose on the lead. But, you know, when he's in a dogfight, he had no excuse and he backed up. So Baffert was the only loser, unfortunately, yesterday in the Santa Anita Derby.
But he gets Rodriguez to go wire to wire in the wood, and it was a very, very demonstrative wire to wire win too.
Yeah, but that was it was a full field, but there were no superstars in that race, yeah. You know. And now he's going to have to take another step forward. But he's in the Derby, so you know, I guess Baffert will have for sure Citizen Bull if he decides to go, and Rodriguez.
I think what we have to do is find out what happened to Citizen Bull besides just. Not having a good day because, you know, at least he could have hung around when
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That was his problem.
Yeah. And Barnes,
Finished. No more Barnes. Okay. Maybe the Pat J. Mile for Barnes. I don't think he's
going. I was just going to say, are you finally finished with Barnes now, Jonathan?
Yeah, he joined the list. He's on the.
Okay. In any case, we have the update on the leaderboard now for the Kentucky Derby because there's only one 100-pointer left. That's the Bluegrass. We'll get to that in just a minute. But journalism is now at the top of the leaderboard. He has 147.5, 147.5 points, so he's in. Sandman, who did not fire yesterday, still has he's still in second.
He didn't run yesterday, so probably the reason he didn't fire yesterday.
That's right. I'm sorry. I'm getting confused. Sandman is going in the Bluegrass. He's going to go. I think he's going.
No, he just won last week at Oakland. I don't think he's running again, Ralph.
That's right. Sandman won. What am I thinking of? Sandman. Okay, he's the Arkansas Derby winner.
Correct.
No. Okay.
Yes.
129 points. He's in. He's second. Doesn't matter where he goes next. Rodriguez got up there. He's in third with 121.25 points. So he's in. He's third. Tiztastic is in fourth place at 119. Tappan Street is 110, along with Sovereignty, who's 110. Final Gambit is at 100. And those are all the horses that are over 100 that will get into the Kentucky Derby if they choose to. Yes.
You want to check the bottom 5 horses and see what you need to get in. More important. We know who's getting in with the 100 pointers. I'm interested in who's 15 through 20 and how many points do they have. That's the big question.
All right. Number 15 is Flying Mohawk, but he's tied with Flood Zone. So 14 of 15, Flood Zone and Flying Mohawk are at 50. That's dangling there. Getaway car's at 46. We forget about him winning the Sunland race. Matticat Road is at 46. Built is at 45. Neo Coes is at 40. Chance Midpatrick is at 35. John Hancock, 35. Captain Cook at 35. They're all sitting there at the 20th spot right now. Okay.
Yeah, but they're going to get eliminated. Three of them are going to get eliminated tomorrow after the Bluegrass, I would assume.
Let's see if Chance. I thought Chance Midpatrick.
Chance Midpatrick is in that race, so he's got a shot.
He's in the race. Yeah. Okay. Captain Cook, it didn't do himself any favors yesterday. We'll wait and see about that. Yeah. All right. So that is how they line up right now in the leaderboard with, like I said, 100 points.
Tuesday in the Bluegrass.
Yeah, in the Bluegrass. Now, we also have, of course, the Ashland Stakes that's running tomorrow for the Kentucky Oaks points. But staying with the Derby horses now. Derby horses, there are seven going in the Toyota Bluegrass. A River Thames will break from the rail for Todd Pletcher. Then you have Rander Judgment, Burnham Square. Owen Almighty is in there. East Avenue, boy, does he need to turn it around. He needs a win. Chance Midpatrick is there, and Admiral Dennis is there. Now, Chance Midpatrick is the about the fourth favorite on the board at 7-2. But there's like River Thames is 5-2. Burnham Square is 9-2. Owen Almighty is 3-1. East Avenue is 3-1. And Chance Midpatrick is 7-2. So this winds up to be a very competitive race at Keeneland in the Bluegrass with a couple of horses in that race that really need to win it.
Yeah, but I mean, how do they lay East Avenue at 3-1 after his last two races? He was beaten 22 lengths last time out in the Risen Star in his return race as a three-year-old, and everyone saw what happened to him in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Mile. So he was beaten a total of 35 lengths in his last two races, and they lay him 3-1? You got to find better 3-1 shots than that, Ralph.
However, his best race of his career came in the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland on that Keeneland race course. So maybe that's the reason.
It could be. You know, they're hoping he has a flashback and remembers what he was. Listen, as a two-year-old early in his career, he was highly regarded, if you recall him. Yeah. And ferociously disappeared. And now I guess this guy, well, he's given it one last shot.
Oh, and that's it. It's one last shot. Believe me. Go ahead.
Yeah. Chance Midpatrick obviously needs to run 1-2, I guess 1-2-3, because he had like 36 points, you said. But I like Burnham Square in there, Ralph. Listen, he didn't fire last time out in the Fountain of Youth, but his two previous races, both very, very good. He got beaten by Sovereignty last time on the square. But again, he didn't need that race. I don't know if he needs this race, but I think he's going to rebound today and take a step forward. Brian Hernandez is riding, so that's a rider switch.
Okay, it's not today, though. It's going to be Tuesday. That race comes on Tuesday, but Burnham Square wins the race, and he's in because he'll get the 100 points. Yep. All right, and as far as the Ashland, which was supposed to be opening day Friday, now will be one of the feature races tomorrow, holds 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks. You've got eight in that race, and the big favorite in the race is Mohima. The Brad Cox trainee for Flavian Pratt will ride there.
Yeah, that's a rider switch from Giroux. Giroux gave her somewhat of a suspect ride last time out. But the interesting horse to me is Super Speed. John Sadler doesn't ship often, but he's shipping for this spot, and I think this horse is going to run very well. Got beat a nose last time out at Santa Anita in the San Isabel. I think she turns things around today. Rider switched it to Joel Rosario, but looks like a two-horse race, Super Speed and Mohima.
All right. So we got those out of the way as far as Keeneland for the next 2 days. And by the time we get back here on set in our new studio on Thursday, we'll know what the heck's going on. And I'll try to keep them all squared away as what the races they won or not, because most of them will be all done. Maybe one or two horses might wind up in the Lexington trying to get that 20 points to make it into the field, but that's later on. For now,
not only that, but Thursday becomes Thursday again, not like the week we just went through where Friday was Sunday and Sunday was Wednesday.
Yes, I know. That is confusing. And by the way, though, we won't have Santa Anita next week because they're taking that 1 week period off. All right. Well, we have Santa Anita today as a mandatory payoff. They got 12 races there. A nice winner for us yesterday at Santa Anita in the 11th race. And you finally decided that Barrios, you weren't going to try to beat him on the turf anymore.
Yeah, Mullins had 3 wins yesterday, by the way. That was his 3rd on the card. And the horse was bet down from 8-1, but he was bet from the get-go. So I obviously wasn't the only one that found that horse. Anyway, today, let's go to Aqueduct. Look at race number 7, 6 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 7 horse in here, Charging Arrow. This is a 6-year-old gelding who was claimed last time out by trainer Ilke Kanemasi. Louis Rivera board to ride. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. This horse has been claimed in 5 out of his last 7 starts. He draws a good outside box. He likes moisture in the track. Number 7, Charging Arrow, wins today 7th race at an Aqueduct.
7th race, Aqueduct, number 7. Easy to remember, the 7, Charging Arrow. John Lindo's pick in the 7th at Aqueduct. And now we'll go to...
John Hardoon, not John Lindo. He'll be on... in a little while.
I'm really having a hard time today, I guess. John Hardoon has got the 7 in the 7th race. All right, Santa Anita. Don't listen to me, folks. Listen to our handicappers. All right, Santa Anita.
No, we're going to go to Keelan next, Ralph.
You're going to go to Keelan. Okay.
By the way, no turf racing today. I'm sure the track is off. In the 6th race today, I like the number 9 horse in here, Just In Case. So this is a 3-year-old filly from the Ian Wilkes barn. Go back and watch her last race at Gulfstream. She was 3, 4, and 5 wide the entire race. Rider switched today to Flavian Pratt, 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 9. Just In Case to win today's 6th race out of Keelan.
Jonathan Hardoon's pick at Keeneland in the 6th race is number 9, Just In Case. Just In Case I don't make another mistake. We're going to Santa Anita now.
Yeah, we're going to look at the 5th race today, Ralph. And I like the number 6 horse in here, Roses Are Blue, a 7-year-old mare from the Isidoro Tamayo barn. Ricardo Gonzalez aboard to ride. This horse is making a forward move today. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. I like number 6, Roses Are Blue, to win today's 5th race out at Santa Anita.
5th race, the anchor race on the first pick 5 of the day and the early pick 4 as well. In the 5th race, you like the 6, Roses Are Blue. The 6 in the 5th race, Jonathan Hardoon's pick there. And Jonathan, my calculations have only Mullins winning 2 races yesterday.
Oh, I thought he won 3. Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
All right, well, nevertheless, I'm sure he's happy anyhow. And we got to remind everybody that you do have 4 sheets today, right?
Yeah, a bunch of them. We got everything, Ralph. We got Oakland, Gulfstream, Aqueduct, Keelan, and Santa Anita. JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph.
Boy, I'm glad you said that. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you Thursday.
Stay safe and be well. Enjoy your extra day off.
All right. I'm going to rest, I think, maybe. In any case, we're running along in the fast lane now. We're going to take a short break. Come back with Rich Eng.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village, this beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Let's go quickly out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, I got to tell you, those are two interesting games yesterday, and now we have the championship match coming up tomorrow night, and your team, your pick on the show, won. Had to eke it out at the end of the game, but they won and covered.
Yeah, Florida dominated the last few minutes of the game. You could see Auburn just ran out of gas. Their players were huffing and puffing and holding onto their shorts, trying to get some air. Great win for Florida, and they will face Houston in one of the greatest comebacks I've seen in sports in a long time, Ralph. They held Duke to one field goal in the final 10 minutes and roared back from double-digit deficit to win at the end. Great comeback by the Cougars.
Yeah, that was an amazing comeback. It really was, and I can tell you this, Houston is going to be a tough customer because their defense is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you could see, Ralph, at the last part of the game where experience made a big difference in the tournament. Houston players are mostly seniors and juniors. Duke's players are all freshmen, and they kind of bobbled the ball at the end. They lost their composure.
All right, we got to move along because we're running late on the show, but who do you like tomorrow night?
Well, you know, my future book bet is on Houston, and I got them to the final stage, Ralph. Houston Cougars.
Okay, you got it. You have two full sheets today, one for Keeneland and one for Santa Anita on the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Picks.
Yeah, quick update real quick. Oaklawn, if you're in Vegas, Laughlin, or Reno Tahoe, there is a free supplement for Oaklawn Park for today to make up for the Sunday card. Picks, Ralph. Keeneland, I predict that the track will be speed favoring because what happens is when they anticipate this kind of amount of rain, they seal the racetrack hard as concrete like a highway. Yeah. I expect speed to dominate early. Let's go with the race 9, number 5, Stunner, part of an uncoupled entry for Brad Cox. This is the speed horse with Flavion Pratt riding, so I'm hoping for Stunner to go wire to wire. At Santa Anita, I'm going to go to Berrios in the final race, Ralph, race number 12, last race of this winter spring meet on the 3 Hurricane Way. I think he'll sit a trip and come flying from the back. Mr. Berrios once again.
On the turf, by the way, in the Keeneland, 9th race, number 6, Stunner. Santa Anita, 12th race, number 3, Hurricane Way. Both full sheets of handicapping for Keeneland, Santa Anita right now at RaceDayLasVegas.com. Richie, good luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
Let's go to John Lindo standing by in Southern California. John, an interesting Santa Anita Derby result, my man.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot to unpack from that race, Ralph. We can talk about that when we have more time later in the week.
Yeah, we'll do that on Thursday as we recap what's happening. And certainly the last 100-pointer, the Bluegrass, will also be in the record books by then as well. But it was an interesting day of racing yesterday, and Bob Baffert maybe wasn't expected to win in New York and did, and was expected to win in Southern California and didn't. So that's the way it goes on your road to the Kentucky Derby. You got two full Lindo Report sheets today for Keeneland and at Santa Anita. Santa Anita closing day, and then we'll take a week off for Santa Anita. But what's the Lindo Report schedule look like for the rest for this week? Coming up
today through Sunday, every racing day we'll have Keeneland with those postponed cards coming back Monday and Tuesday. So Sunday through Sunday, all Keeneland this week.
All right, and of course you have full sheets that include picks in every race, a suggested late pick 4, as well as all the goodie information at the bottom, and of course that those full Lindo reports, all of them will be here free of charge in the South Point Racebook because they love horse players here. So for today, hopefully at Keeneland, you got a pick for us?
Yeah, Keeneland and Santa Anita. Let's go to Keeneland first, race number 4. Number 8, Art Fair, is still eligible for this starter condition, even though she won an allowance race at Tampa last time because she raced for the optional claiming tag. That kept her eligible for this. She was much better with Lasix on. 4-1 on the morning line. A perfect conditions fit, number 8, Art Fair, race number 4 at Keeneland.
Fourth race in Keeneland today, number 8, Art Fair, the 8 in the fourth race at Keeneland. Nice 4-1 on the morning line. You are expecting maybe what Richie is with a sealed racetrack and all that weather back there, that the track might be in pretty good speed favoring condition maybe.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what to expect, but I think this is the best filly. Let's just hope the track is fair.
And, of course, the turf races will be coming off the turf.
Right, and I did make notations on the turf races horses I thought might be okay on the main track.
Yeah, you certainly did. Okay, and that's on the Linda Report, by the way. Okay, Santa Anita now, a 12-race card. Everything goes out the door today, mandatory payoffs, including whoever can hit that 3x3 bet, which I don't know why they even have it anymore. But in any case, Santa Anita closing day today, and 12 races.
Let's go to race number six today at Santa Anita. Number six, Anchor Dub, comes back off the layoff, was favored against the boys in a graded stakes coming in from Europe at Del Mar. Trained well for this. I think the horse is going to love cutting back to down the hill in a sprint race. Trained well for the return. She just has a class edge over this field. 3-1 on the program. Number five, Anchor Dub, race number six, Santa Anita.
All right. In the sixth race at Santa Anita today, number five and Anchor Dub. The five horse in the sixth race is your play at Santa Anita. Full Linda reports, Santa Anita and Keeneland right now today here at the South Point, free of charge. And, of course, for tomorrow's Keeneland and Wednesday's, Tuesday's Keeneland, and right out through the rest of the week, John Lindo's report will still be here for the Keeneland meeting. And, John, we will. On Thursday, we will assess what has happened on the road to the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, we'll go through everything. It'll be a lot to talk about, Ralph.
Yeah, and I'm sure that between now and then you'll be investigating what excuse, if any, has Citizen Bull had, because that was uncharacteristic.
All Baffert said yesterday was the horse got tired. We'll find out. And 102 buyer speed figure for journalism yesterday in the win.
After an eventful trip in a five-horse field.
That's for sure.
Okay, that's your tease for Thursday. Thanks a lot, John.
Good luck today.
All right, let's go out to Jerry Jackowitz to wrap up this Sunday show. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. Looks like Bob Baffert sort of outsmarted himself. He did all these things to box journalism in, and he did, and he got all this trouble behind him, but his horses, for whatever reason, wouldn't fire.
Yeah, that was when you had Citizen Bull, an accomplished, one of the accomplished three-year-olds. When you have him being throttled by a maiden in the race, and the maiden keeps going on, doesn't win, but still did enough damage, and Citizen Bull drops back, you got to wonder what's going on.
Yeah, and I thought that Baeza, a great, great selection by you yesterday. Baeza and Journalism both ran very big, big looking races to me.
Yeah, that was
Journalism.
Yeah, that was a nice exacta with Baeza. Okay, we will talk more about your thoughts about the road to the Kentucky Derby on Thursday. But we got some picks to make, so let's go to Aqueduct.
Yeah. And just FYI for folks, I'll be traveling on Friday back east, so we'll let you know more about that. Let's go over to Aqueduct to race number four. We're on the muddy track. We're going to take number four, Sweet Brown Sugar. Let me click over here.
Okay, click away.
First of all, the filly's in great shape. The two races off a layup, and they're both really excellent. She just absolutely loves a muddy track. We have a muddy track today there. So she's my featured play. She's 9-2. I imagine she'll go down to 5-2, but I'll take the four. Make a good win bet here and play one exacta, 4-3. Reverse just to break even. The three is odds on. That's the right way to play an odds on horse. Try to beat it.
All right. Fourth race, the four is the key, and the three is the only link up just in the second hole for the exacta to break even. The 4-3. Exact the combination, but the four is the win bet. Now we'll go to Santa Anita.
Make sure you have the win bet.
Yeah, we'll go to Santa Anita.
Don't. All right, let's go to race number one at Santa Anita for our next play. We're two sprints to a route, basically. For a horse that's really bred top and bottom to go a distance, it should be a two-turner. Take the chance. Mr. Leisure, the two horse, listed at 2-1, but I bet we'll get down in more. I'll take the two over the 157, reverse 157 over the two. The two, Mr. Leisure.
All right.
Black full to finish.
First post time is at, I believe it's at 12:30. You got to check, though, to make sure, because there's 12 races today. It might be 12 o'clock, but they had posted at 12:30. In any case, the first race today, number two, Mr. Leisure. The link-ups are 1, 5, and 7 in reverse. $2 ROI on the two. Full Jerry J. Power Pages for those 12 races at Santa Anita and the 10 races at Aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And Jerry, you'll be traveling. Will you give us a picks? Well, we got to go. Never mind. We'll talk on Thursday. Go ahead and say it.
Have Have a great race day, everybody.